The Bible reading today is taken from Matthew chapter 4, and we'll be reading from verses 1 to 21. And when we've all found, say amen.
Amen.
Let us stand and read together. Let's read. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up by their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against the stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. After this, he said, "If you bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended to him. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he returned to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah, "Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea along the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." After Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going from there, he saw two brothers, James and son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were preparing their nets, and Jesus called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. Amen. You may be seated. Staying on the theme of a leap of faith, last week we were speaking with Nehemiah. And in his leap of faith, he was prayerful and calculated. The week before, we were speaking with the disciples when Jesus sent them into the village to go and make preparations for the Passover feast. And they had to trust Jesus in their leap of faith, going in somewhere blind. The theme this year, as we know, for this church is the leap of faith. So because we are focusing on that theme, I'm going to go straight into the passage, because the leap of faith also requires a spiritual balance and for us to be totally reliant on God. We've read from verses 1 to 7 in particular about Jesus being led into the desert. Jesus had just been baptized. He feels good. He's ready to go on with his mission. But Jesus is led into the desert, and the devil, the enemy, comes to him. And I want us to remember that it is not uncommon after a spiritual high that the enemy will come to you. Whether it's a high of worship, a sermon we've just heard, a prayer time, fellowship, whatever it is, whether it's just your quiet one-to-one, you and Christ, through his spirit, the enemy will always come after you've had a spiritual high. Church, you have to realize, we must realize, we are on the enemy's radar. We are on his spiritual radar because he has one. Remember that, church. There's the Holy Spirit, there's the evil spirit. Because there is a good spirit, and when we have a good time, the enemy comes, remember, always to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So therefore, we are on the enemy's radar. And he comes to Jesus in verse 3, he says, if you are the Son of God. Throw yourself down. Jesus has to remind him, it is written. If you are the Son of God, he comes back to him in verse 6. Reminding him again, Jesus has to say, it is written. See, church, if you don't know God, truly know God, the voice of God, the Holy Spirit speaking to you, the enemy will come and make you take a leap of faith when you're not supposed to take a leap of faith. Amen? The enemy is attracted to you when you decide, I'm going to take a leap of faith. The enemy wants to mistime you. In any situation, the enemy has come to twist you, to twist the word of God. When you're not supposed to take a leap of faith, the enemy will say, take a leap of faith. You see, you've got to pray for the church, pray for the pastor, pray for yourself, pray for the person next to you, that we get it right in taking a leap of faith. Because if we get it wrong and take a leap of faith when we're not supposed to take a leap of faith, the enemy will laugh at us. Amen? Throw yourself down. Worship me. Not the right time. Don't take the leap of faith. In verse 11, it says, the enemy left him and the angels came and attended to him. In 2020, taking a leap of faith, you will battle with the enemy. It is only Jesus Christ who can make you win that battle, knowing when to take a leap of faith and knowing when not to. I drive my point home. Because in verse 12 of the chapter which we have just read, when Jesus heard that John had been put into prison, he returned to Galilee. John the Baptist is Jesus' cousin. He's been put into prison. Jesus should go and help. There's nothing wrong with that. But Jesus decides not to go. And there will be things we can't always get involved in during 2020. We will have to make, like Jesus, difficult decisions as a church and as a people that we can't get involved in everything. Jesus should have run to the prison to get out his cousin. But he has to make this decision. Look, when he's making this decision, there's no disciples here. There's no rabbis. There's no priests. Jesus has to make this decision not to go. You see, if we leap into action. Every time we hear something like this, in every situation, it would show all we are doing is jumping from one place to the other. Jesus shows that we can't do this as a church. Jesus never leaped into action then, and he wants us to be balanced. I mean, church, how many of you here, if your brother or your cousin or your good friend, like Jesus with John the Baptist, was in problems, how many of you would leap into action straight away? Let me just see your hand. You see, what it is, Jesus shows us we can't always jump at everything. We can't be leaping here, leaping there. If Jesus had jumped when John was in problems, it would have probably just made the situation not as it should be. Amen? I'll tell you what, it's like, I don't know if some of you may have experienced this back home or in certain places. If you get a chicken and he's live, you need to eat the chicken, you cut the chicken's head off, the chicken will just run around that place and the blood will just be spurting out. What I'm trying to say is, the chicken is running around here, leaping here, leaping there, leaping here, leaping there, and all the chicken is doing is making a mess because the blood's spurting out. You with me, church? And that's what Jesus is showing us here. If you leap here, leap here, leap here, leap there, all you will be doing is running around making a mess. You have to know when to take the leap of faith. Church, when you are on your own, like Jesus Christ here, make sure your decision in knowing when to go and not when to go is guided by the Holy Spirit. Because taking a leap of faith doesn't mean we can be everywhere, we can do everything, and we must be everywhere, and we must try and do everything. You with me, church? Because I'm telling you now, as a church, if we run from here, there, 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 and there, all we will be doing is running around, leaping into a mess, making a mess. Jesus shows us here, in taking a leap of faith, just in verse 12, with his cousin, you can't expect to be everywhere and be effective. So in verse 13 to 14, he says, leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. 13 and 14. To fulfill what was said. Taking a leap of faith is fulfilling your spiritual destiny. Amen? Fulfilling your spiritual destiny. Church, just call your name. Whatever your name is, just say your name. God didn't put you here without a purpose. Some purpose God will fulfill in your life. Other purposes you will fulfill. And other purposes will only be fulfilled when you take a leap of faith into the unknown. It's already been written about you. God knows your name. So therefore, something has been written about you. Your name just isn't such and such, and with a blank piece of paper. No, your name has something on it which you have to fulfill. Jesus Christ says here, he says, to fulfill what was said about him. We have to fulfill our spiritual destiny, and that requires, at times, taking a leap of faith, going into the unknown. It's already been written about you. Sometimes I look back when things were said about me, and I wish I had taken a leap of faith and just go into the unknown, because it had already been written about me. School report. Martin can do better only if he pushes himself. I'm telling you this, church. In the first and second year of my school, I was learning French. And I liked French. And then one day, because I was getting on good in French, it just became hard. And after it became hard, it became harder. And the teacher just said, "You can do this. I'm telling you, you can do this." But you know what I decided to do? I've already told my son, so he knows. I decided just to take that lesson and sleep. Sleep. And all the guy wanted to do, he kept saying to me, "It's written about you. You can do this." But I never took a leap of faith and just pushed myself. And I wish I could have that time back just to learn that language of French again. I picked up a CD, put it in one time, tried to learn French as I was going along in the cab. Just couldn't get it. At that particular time, when I was supposed to take a leap of faith, told to me by the teacher, "You can fulfill this, you can do this," I never done it. Church, what is written about you? Fulfill your spiritual destiny. Don't do what I done. Fulfill your spiritual destiny. It was written about Jesus Christ here, and he fulfilled it. So, church, take a leap of faith, because whatever has been written about you has already been written about you. God has a book. God has a page on you, and I'm telling you now, it's not empty. And for you to fulfill that page, you're going to have to take a leap of faith as a person and even as Finchley Baptist Church. So Jesus, it's already written about him. And when we go to verse 18, as Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting their nets into the lake, and they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. We need to get this right, because these men, these brothers, already heard about Jesus. Jesus was the new talk in town. They heard about him through the grapevine, through John the Baptist was preaching. And now they meet Jesus. Jesus is on one of these street evangelism missions. And I'm telling you now, you see street evangelism? That takes a whole different leap of faith. A different leap of faith. Anyone carrying out that at any given time, you've got to be balanced and wise. Jesus would have passed many fishermen, but somehow it was Peter and his brother Andrew. It takes a challenge to go and speak to people who we do not know. It takes a great leap of faith. But it's a testing time, and it's a testing leap, and it is one that has to be met by all believers. Amen? It's challenging. I'd like us to turn to Romans chapter 10, verses 14 to 15. If you've got the church Bible, it's in page 1137. To speak it out is testing, is challenging. Romans 10, verses 14 to 15 says this: how then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. This leap of faith, street evangelism, is testing. But how can they hear if no one tells them? The leap of faith is challenging. Jesus challenged the disciples. Church, you might have to challenge yourself to say to someone something about the cross. While you're challenging others just to get your point across for the sake of God, it will challenge you as well. Come follow me. You know how many times people give out? It's a challenging call. Very, very challenging. It's a leap of faith. I remember when I was younger and I used to go to church, and I'd just be sitting there, and after the preacher had finished preaching, he or she would give out this thing called an altar call. And they would say to people, if you don't know Christ, come to the altar now. And if it was a real big church, you might have people just ushering you to the altar. They'd give out an altar call. It was challenging. This person who's giving out this call, he doesn't or she doesn't know whether they're going to get 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 people. But they had to speak that leap of faith. So therefore, we have to challenge ourselves. And after they hear this, it says leaving in verse 20. At once they left their nets and followed him. Leave their job. Amen? No, this doesn't just mean we pack up work tomorrow. They leave their job. What I'm saying, look at what they're doing. They're at their work. A leap of faith. Church, God loves to come to you in your very workplace. And in your workplace, sometimes you will just take a leap of faith, a nudge, doing something different. But to take a leap of faith in a certain situation that God has already given you the job, God loves to come to you at the workplace. Simple as that. In your leap of faith, God will come to you and tell you something, say something, show you something. You won't just get it on a Sunday. You will get it in the workplace. Have that. Be aware of that. That God is speaking in our 9-to-5s. Amen. So God may speak to you this week. Take a leap of faith. Listen to what he's saying. And verse 21 to 22 reminds us. Going on from there, he saw two brothers, James the son of Zebedee and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. Preparing their nets. You see, the nets were tangled. The nets needed straightening out. These were fishermen. In the King James Version, it says mending their nets. So their nets were broken. Church, when we're at work, when we're at uni, when we're at school, when we're wherever it is, sometimes things will get tangled up. Sometimes things will need straightening out. Sometimes things will need mending. There'll be times when we are at work and we'll even have one of those brain freezes where we don't know where we're going. We're going to need to take a leap of faith. Do like the disciples and immediately turn to God for an answer. James and John, the same, already heard about Jesus Christ. They was doing something old, but they needed to do something new. You see, taking a leap of faith is leaping at the one who can show you a new thing in an old situation at work. So church, God will visit us in our workplace. And there's going to be times when, you know what, things are tangled up, things need mending, I don't know how to fix this problem. All we need to do, doesn't have to be for 10 minutes, doesn't have to be for half an hour, doesn't have to, it is for whatever it is. Take a leap of faith. Lord Jesus, how do I do this? How do I sort this out? Lord, take a leap of faith here. Lord, show me something. Lord, I'm following you right now. I'm following your lead. Show me what to do. Take a leap of faith. Sometimes sitting there in our work that we are so experienced in, sometimes we just need to take a leap of faith and say, Lord, I'm following you now. Show me how to sort this business out. A leap of faith, remember, has its limits. Amen? It doesn't have to be forever. These are James and John. Let me read to you about James and John, because here they take a leap of faith. In John chapter 21, verses 1 to 3, if you want to turn to it in your church Bibles, it's page 1090. It says, after Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, it happened this way. Simon, Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Canaan in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, James and John, and the other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, and they said, we'll go with you. So they went out, got into their boats, but that night they caught nothing. Leap of faith sometimes has its limits. Peter, James, John go back to fishing. So a leap of faith can take you back and forth for the kingdom of God, for your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know these men went on to do great things. We know what Peter done, took it to the Jews. James, hey, you've just got to go back to the New Testament, you'll see what he's written about living. John, go through the book of John, John 1, 2, 3. And Andrew, quiet man, quiet, under the radar, but brings so many people into the kingdom of God. They all take their leaps of faith, and it works out for the good of God, and for the kingdom, and for the church, and for the people. Church, in this passage here, Jesus gave them the chance to act on a leap of faith. 2020, Jesus is giving us all a chance and chances to take a leap of faith. But remember, in 2020, when you take a leap of faith, it means you will battle with the enemy. But it's a battle that you can win. A leap of faith means you will make decisions on not when to leap in and when to leap in, but the Holy Spirit will give you the wisdom and the guidance if you put your hands, if you put yourself solely and totally on Jesus Christ. Remember, for 2020, church, a leap of faith, something has already been written about you. Amen? It's already been written down. God has it written down. It's up to you and it's up to me and it's up to the church to fulfill what is written. And the leap of faith in 2020 must challenge all parties. And a leap of faith will immediately turn us to God. Remember, a leap of faith, church, will bring you to where God wants you to be, in the kingdom, in your lives, as a person. The leap of faith is taking you where you will be most effective. Jesus, this year, is giving everybody a chance to take a leap of faith. Amen. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Let's stand.